Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor. It's Wednesday night. We're here for Survivor. We're so happy you guys are here. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, here we go. Here's our Survivor theme song. This just pumps up our Wednesday night. We are so happy you guys are joining here us here tonight for Survivor on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. And we are missing one panelist tonight. It seems like we can never get the whole gang together, but I'm so happy you guys are here. Where can they find you?
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiquePESQ.
And I'm Mike Rippey. You can find me on social media at Mike Rips.
All right. This is episode 8, Playing with the Devil. We're getting far into Survivor now. We have 10 people left after tonight.
And our first jury member.
So we were having that question last week. Is Jessica going to be on the jury member? Because she was the first one voted out after the merge. We found out tonight she's not. She had no Ponderosa. And Desi was voted out tonight. And she is our first member of the jury. I think she will make a great jury member. And I'm excited to see her. I really want to see her Ponderosa, too, because she seemed pretty emotional when she was leaving. I understand why they voted for Desi. You know, she's a huge physical threat. She's very competitive, like they said. But it's just fascinating to me that they didn't go for Joe when they had the chance. What do you guys think about that?
It was a mistake.
It was a mistake not going for Joe.
Yeah, definitely. Especially between Joe and Desi. Although Desi's really, she was really, I mean, it was smart that they took her out too, though.
It was smart that they took her.
She was good. Mm-hmm. And she was showing that she was good.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dom? Would you have taken out Desi or would you have taken out Joe if you had the chance?
I think that Joe riled everyone up. It seemed like he was the one that everyone had an issue with. So I was kind of surprised when you had the opportunity to get him out, why they didn't.
Yeah.
But to his Survivor.
But to their, I mean, Joe hasn't won any individuals yet. Like, I mean, he is like an idol hunter. He could very well find an idol, mm-hmm. but Desi could win the rest of the immunity. We don't even know. She's so strong. She's always in the... Well, first of all, she won the first one, and now she was in the top.
She was the last female tonight.
Yeah.
And she seemed like she was playing everything good. The only problem, I think, that Desi, when she looks back at her game, would be that she attached herself to Joe.
To Joe.
And kind of let him decide her fate, in a sense.
Yeah, I do think that even had she not been aligned with Joe, she still would have gotten voted out because she's just so strong, physically and mentally. She just knows the game.
Well, I mean, let's take JP, for example. He's super strong, mm-hmm. and he's not... No one's gunning for him at the moment, so...
That's true. He also didn't win individual immunity. I don't think Desi was on the chopping block until last week, until they were like, wow, she is really strong.
And I think because she aligned with Joe, mm-hmm. she wasn't playing other games.
Yeah.
She was confiding with Joe.
She really wasn't playing as many other games.
So that just didn't help her try to get out of Joe's shadow. So
exactly.
I think by association, mm-hmm. her game was...
Yeah, I mean, we saw the votes were split tonight between Desi and Joe. So yeah. There you go. We're hoping to get the live chat up really soon. I know there's some people in there, and we want to hear your comments as soon as we can. So definitely stay tuned and let us know if you would have voted for Desi or for Joe tonight if you had the chance.
I'm going to guess most of them are going to say they would have voted for Joe.
Yeah. It's just like people are done hearing him talk, and
I just get him out of here at this point. I don't like him as like a human being, so it's just.
But also,
hard
he brings the most drama. He brings the most fun. So I mean, for viewers to watch him.
Let's keep this Joe boat rolling.
We are. He's feuding with someone new every moment.
He really is.
I mean, literally, like Chrissy literally turned around and asked him to shut up.
Yeah, people are so over him at this point. But I feel like they. You know, Desi has the opportunity to win the game. Joe, I don't think, does. So that's maybe why they just decided to take her out at this moment, which I guess is smart, you know, when thinking about it that way.
Yeah, I don't think that Joe could win. I think Joe could get to the final three now, though.
I don't think Joe could absolutely ever win. I feel like no way will Joe ever win.
I would have loved to have seen Desi's game absent of Joe to kind of see who else she would have connected with or aligned with, but maybe there'll be another season.
Yeah, but I guess in Joe's favor, he could maybe win only because I just said Joe will never win, but now thinking about the fact that he found two idols and he manages to like scrounge his way out of the bottom, like he's always
a fighter.
His name is always voted and he always manages to weasel his way out, so I don't know, maybe people would think that's a good gameplay, but also they're just annoyed by him.
But here's the thing, the type of player that Joe is, I could see him making it very far, mm-hmm. and then everyone looking up and being like, oh my god, he made it to
how
the
did
end,
this happen
and he could win the game, and I'm just gonna look back at him and laugh because they did it themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Another strong player, and we saw a lot from her tonight, which I liked, was Lauren, mm-hmm. who right away at the beginning of the episode found the advantage in the nails, which multiple people have passed by and not noticed. So I think that, you know, she's kind of observant in that those ways and saw that.
But do we think that the secret advantage she found is an actual advantage?
It will be an advantage next week, and I think the way that she played it...
I never think the extra vote is a huge advantage. I mean, I know it's been used in the past, and people have, you know, been able to really help their case, but I just, to me, I don't know that that's really, really helping me.
I think sometimes it could be a secret disadvantage.
Yeah.
Not just the secret advantage, and I'm surprised they haven't shown us, like, a hashtag secret disadvantage, because just because you have the right to not vote doesn't necessarily give you an advantage or to use it another time, because you can misplay that so-called advantage, but it could also come back to bite you. Like, for example, when they go back after tonight's tribal and they figure out that they had a tied vote and they think about all the number of votes, someone's going to figure out that someone didn't vote and they're going to start wondering, like, what happened there? That seems a little sketch. And now they're going to be on the trail. Who knows if she gives up her cover or if she ever tells someone, like, hey, I have this, which I think in the previews, it actually shows that. So
but the
that's
thing
the
is,
thing. Also, what happens if she doesn't get that advantage and she chooses to vote Joe out right there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? So and she had the choice to not use it.
But, so maybe it wasn't actually a secret advantage. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's say she could have gotten rid of Joe, and then instead of getting rid of Joe tonight, Desi goes home, and then next week, let's say Joe throws up some plan to get rid of her. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
But I think either way it's an advantage, because she can choose to play it or not. She doesn't... it's not like you're forced to do it.
Right, but she could misplay that advantage, and it could become a disadvantage.
Right. Yeah, she could
absolutely. But we've seen a lot of things get misplayed, so...
Oh, of course, of course. That's why I'm just wondering, as far as it being a secret advantage, do you necessarily agree with the way they call it a secret advantage? Because so far, some of the times, it doesn't really seem like it's such an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Well, and not only that, I just don't really feel like it made a huge difference. I don't think... if she would have had a vote tonight, I don't think it would have made that big of a difference.
She would have been voting...
Would have been voted because the girls were voting for Desi and the guys were voting for Joe. So either way it went, Desi was going to go home in this scenario.
But
if her vote was
at the end, counted. I didn't see who voted for who, but was Ben the one that voted for Joe?
No, but Ben broke it out was all of the guys were voting for Joe and all of the girls were going to vote for Desi. So
right, but
had Lauren have actually counted her vote, Desi would have gone home in the regular voting and they wouldn't have needed to go to tiebreaker is what I'm saying.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how she chooses to utilize it.
But in the end, so in that last vote, 5 voted for Desi and 1 voted for Joe. So
it changed.
Clearly, it wasn't just, but I don't know. Also, Lauren seemed nervous when she got the advantage that, I need to do this very sneakily without people seeing. But your back's turned to people. There's no way they were going to see that anyways. So I don't know why she said that. But I think that she obviously played it well.
Well, what about also she has the this is what I'm curious about. This whole advantage now she has like the blank parchment that she saved.
Yes. So now she puts that in next time.
Well, and where does she save that? Like back
at
camp.
She put it in her boobs.
But for 3 days it just stays
there.
Yeah,
you're going in the water.
But I mean, maybe she starts to like, someone's like, what's that doing here? I don't know. I'm just curious. I wonder if there, it would be cool if Survivor kind of explained it a little bit more behind the scenes, that area. Maybe like what happens to that parchment over the 3 days? Is she being helped to hide it? Or does she actually have to hide that so that no one could know during those 3 days? Because now it's a whole other game she's playing.
All she needs to do, whatever those little sacks are.
Put it in her backpack.
Yeah,
but doesn't...
I mean, people hide idols.
People go through all people's stuff. That's true. Yeah. Nothing's off limits in Survivor, so they could just ransack her stuff.
But I mean, don't think that they were fighting over the... Today, they were fighting in the sand.
Children.
But I feel like, I feel like once they figure it out, like, aren't they all going to have this discussion next week? Like, hey, somebody didn't vote.
I think for sure that's going to come up. That's all.
I also find it interesting that at Tribal, like, people were kind of, like, thinking like this, but nobody brought it up. I wonder how the vote would have changed had it been brought up, like, hey, everybody, because you know how people are very transparent at Tribal now. Like, oh, Ben's the leader, this person's on the bottom, they call it out. Like, I wonder if they would have been like, all right, everybody, raise your hand if you voted. Or they would have totally just called her out. And I wonder how it would have played differently had that happened. And I wish that would have happened.
Well, it might still happen down the road.
Yeah, back at camp.
Yeah.
Which I guess it's
the
same.
I really wish somebody would have thought about it before they did their second vote. Mm-hmm. It would have been really cool to see what that conversation would have been at Tribal. Someone would have been like, a tie, how? Because I would have. Like, if my ass was on the block, I need receipts. Like, somebody explain to me why we're going to a tie.
I'm guessing that just no one caught it in the moment.
Yeah.
But I bet if someone caught it, they would have had to, like, they could have had a good furthering discussion to really, like...
Oh, yeah, because I'd have been like, come on.
The thing is, so, like, if Lauren would have voted for Desi, she would have been gone. If Lauren would have voted for Joe, she would have been gone. So it was Lauren's decision of who she wanted to vote for. So I mean, but the thing is I don't think she really cared if Desi or Joe went home. I think she was more thinking, okay, for next week, I have an extra vote, and then I can use this more to my advantage than more what she was thinking of for this week. Yeah. Because she could have gotten whoever she wanted out tonight.
And I don't know that she has to use it next week.
That's true.
It didn't say.
That's true.
She had to use the other one tonight, though, right?
She had to use that one tonight to get it.
But we don't know if she has to use the next one next week.
And just speaking about Lauren so far, she's done a pretty good job lately of just kind of cruising through without being in the mainstream. Because she was having a lot of issues back at the earlier
camp. I mean, here's Survivor, in my mind. You make it to the merge. Mm-hmm. You can't be too vocal with your peeps. Mm-hmm. You can't win. You just need to be really nice and tell things really, like, when there's no hiding. Then, when you get down to the numbers where it's just like, okay, there's five of us, then you have to be a beast.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't show that you know you're upset that somebody done had all the honey. You can't be upset at any given moment.
Yeah, kind of stay out of everyone's way.
That is exactly what Lauren's doing. Now, I don't think Lauren's going to come out the bat swinging and win no immunities now. That's not her judge.
Yeah.
But hopefully.
What is hers?
I don't know that she has one right now. But
I think Lauren can win if she plays her cards right. The game! I think she can win Survivor.
All right, so Paige, you think she can win. Dom doesn't think she can win. What do you guys think in the live chat? Okay.
Paige is so hopeful.
I don't necessarily think she is going to win, but I think she could win. I think she has the chance to win.
Tell us what you guys think. Can Lauren win Survivor 35?
I would like to see Ryan, Chrissy, and Lauren in that. I don't think that Lauren
would
win. That's
your final three that you want?
Or plus Ben in or out. I think Ben could go.
How dare you?
What? Who do you want?
Obviously, JP.
They're going to keep Ben for his PTSD
JP
issues.
Is whatever to me. I like JP. I think he's a good player, but is he very
anything
special
to me? He's not giving
me
any personality.
He doesn't do any personality.
All right, well, hold on. Time out for a second.
The
what
challenges,
is JP?
Yes.
Yeah,
because
that's the next thing we're about to get to is reward challenge.
Right.
That was JP taking it to the house tonight.
Yes, he was taking it to the house, but I think that he is great at challenges, but not as much in the social game. I'm just going to say,
it's not a great social game, but it's not bad. He's not causing a lot of drama, and part of what Dom was saying, I agree with that you kind of stay a little low-key, like,
until later when you
really then start playing.
You guys, I'm telling you guys, if they could just do Survivor someplace where there were no bugs, maybe somewhere cold, Antarctica maybe, I would play. I can't play in the tropics.
And then,
for your girl, but if I did, I'd win. I'm telling you guys right now, if I played Survivor, I would win.
Survivor?
I can't play in the tropics. You are not
Survivor season 38, Winter Wonderland.
I'm allergic to mosquitoes. Like, it's just not a good idea. If they ever do a Winter Survivor, call me.
Hashtag Dom for a Winter
Survivor. I would take tropics over winter any day.
What?
Hence why I moved to LA from Wisconsin. But, all right.
Okay.
Moving into reward. So they randomly drew for spots, and there was an odd person out. And that odd person out got lucky because they were going to be the winners were going to be taken to a private island with food. And that person that was sitting out was the lottery winner, and he automatically gets to enjoy a reward. And who is it? None other than Joe. I think Joe was the last person everybody wanted to be that.
I would agree.
I would have never wanted Joe to get that. But, of course, keeping it up, he has to get it. So, on Team 1, we have JP, Chrissy, Cole, Ryan, and Devin. And Team 2, Ashley, Ben, Desi, Lorna.
And sorry for interrupting. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why you said the rest of JP and Devin's team. Because it was really JP and Devin.
It really was.
That's true.
On the blue team,
but
the others...
No, sorry. It is JP 100% of the time,
I'm laughing so hard because someone in our live chat said that the boys are really playing more for rewards because they're hungry than immunity. And I really felt like they went a lot harder in the reward challenge than they did immunity.
But this is what I do like about JP is that he goes hard all the time. He almost won.
But JP is literally only here to play in...
There's nothing wrong with
but
that.
But he's killing
it. No, like, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But it's like JP really doesn't have a social
game. But
here's the thing. As they're walking back after immunity, somebody's talked to him in the back. He's like, why worry? And just keeps walking. I want that kind of attitude about life.
Here's what I'm going to disagree with saying he doesn't have a social game. I think his social game is a quiet social game that's developing. And I said this last week. Because a couple weeks ago when he almost got eliminated, it was like it came over to him like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I have to change some stuff up. And it seems like he started doing that. And the sign tonight's episode that showed me that, I see you, Sheena, calling him clueless. I don't agree with that because when he went, which he basically was the main reason they won the reward.
Yes, absolutely.
And when they got there, he was placed second to eat. he didn't eat any more. He even made a point of saying, like, I'm just going to eat, like, my portion, not knowing how much there is. So he even ate less based on that. And he moved along. That's a pretty thoughtful move.
Yeah.
So it shows that he's thinking a little bit. I agree. He hasn't created this.
He's starting to think that this is a game.
I would say this. I don't necessarily say he has a complete social game yet. I would say it's possible he could develop it. That will let him be a winner. Like, I could see him winning this game.
I think later on, if JP makes even one big move later on down the road, he could win. Based on that. Based on his social game right now, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But
I just want Chrissy to go home.
You know what about Chrissy is you guys know I've been saying some stuff about Chrissy, about how she annoys me a little bit. I think she's kind of malicious and conniving. But the more I see her play, like, the more I kind of like her a little bit. Like, when
don't
that
like
bug,
she's
when that
on
bug
team
was gone
Tom,
up
though,
there.
So I'm just like, whatever.
But also, the one thing I don't like that she says every time, and I just think a general thing, is when after every time, I've been watching Survivor since the start. Like,
oh, yeah.
Tell us that at the start, but every time.
Yes. But I do think that she is so knowledgeable about Survivor. I do think that she is so knowledgeable about Survivor.
She
and,
is.
You know, she
is. It's paying off.
It is. It's really paying off for her, for sure. I just want to point out really quick how Mike, when he launches his first sandbag and he hits it, like, I literally started crying. I had tears in my eyes just because whenever Dr. Mike does something, I get happy.
I'm so happy for him. I just want him to get, like, a little bit more confidence in who he is in playing this game.
Yeah.
He's got a great name. Star.
I think by the end he could have that confidence, and he's getting better.
I also hated the way that I felt like Ben tried to use him tonight to get him to vote for Joe or Desi. Mm-hmm. It's like, you don't really want to play this game with me. And so it's just like you came to me out of all the other healers because you felt like I was the easiest one to kind of pick off.
He said that you needed somebody else, so you just came to Mike.
Yeah, you just came up to me. Like, that's not showing me that you really want to work with me.
Right. I feel like we've seen that a lot this season, is like people just go to people at their last-ditch effort, and it's like, make these relationships ahead of time.
But shout out to Ben for hiding in the bushes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Because that was, I would do something like that. Like, y'all not about to be over here talking about me.
Oh, my God.
What did you guys think about how not only did Joe automatically get he got to choose the order of eating? Mm-hmm. Did you think, how'd you guys think, not only you guys here, but in the chat, what did you guys think about his order of placement?
Because
he placed himself last.
Right.
And he placed the people that did the most, Devin and JP, at the start.
Well, he placed Devin first because it was his birthday.
Yeah, but he should have placed Ryan first because the way his heart was beating had me nervous. Like, he needs a meal. A real meal.
You were looking at him, you're like, he needs a burger ASAP.
It was creepy.
It was really bad.
Like, side of his chest was...
He has no meat on his... He has 0% body fat right now.
Day 20.
So Joe did pick the order. It was a family-style meal, and they had to make sure that they saved enough for everybody, which is crazy. We've never really seen that before.
Well, I just...
So the order was Devin, and then JP was second, and Cole was third. The fact that I didn't like Cole being in the middle because, like, we heard him say, he's like, I'm just going to eat as much as I want. I'm just going to, these people that have backstabbed me, screw it. And I'm like, Cole, you can't have this mentality. You keep having this mentality going in, and you're lucky that you won immunity tonight because you would have been going home for sure.
Home.
Bye.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I guess what would you guys have done for the order if you had to pick? If you were the one, would you go last or would you go first or what would you have chose for yourself?
I think I thought Joe made a right move by putting himself last because he was saying, like, I didn't do anything. I should go last. But being that Joe has always been super strategic, he didn't take into account, maybe I should just put myself first so I can find something or look for it, because he's really good at that.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't think about that aspect. And either did JP or Devin, because Cole was the first one to think about, well, I guess maybe he thought.
Well,
No.
He just ate a lot,
that
and then he got to a point.
That was not a thought. So, that was like fair. A something is there.
Yeah, like Devin and JP didn't look for it because, I mean, they were just eating, and there was so much pasta that they couldn't see it. But with Cole, it just happened to be right in front of his face. I don't think he, like, made any effort to see it. We've seen him
which
pass
paid
by
off as
advantages
far as the
multiple
order.
Times.
And then...
Yeah,
and
it paid off for Cole. Cole was in the right spot.
He was in the right spot.
But he still didn't get it. But Chrissy also goes after Cole, and she says, I know that there's going to be an advantage from her.
Yep.
Which also, for Cole, he kind of did try to play a little bit of a game, and he hid... the clue. He put the apron underneath the pasta.
It was so interesting how it kept developing. Cole,
The pasta was just getting tossed around. I was like, oh my God.
Then it was on the napkin, the placement.
Also, wouldn't the pasta have been so cold by the time Joe got to it? I mean, I know they don't care, but it was just like thrown around and gross. And when people eat pasta, it just falls out of their mouth and it's just
nasty.
Ugh.
Would you guys say from all Survivor episodes that you've watched
can't do this.
that of all the winning like meals that you got, this was probably the worst one, right?
Oh yeah.
I can't remember.
No, meal that the was, worst like... one was that stupid bagels and coffee.
You always...
She's on it. Tonight.
It wasn't bagels, was it? It was coffee was like and
coffee and like a Danish or something. But
yeah,
I
it was.
But they didn't have to split
was,
one Danish.
I was
yeah,
they got their own Danish though.
I was so angry.
The coffee. Oh my gosh. So anyways,
who gives somebody coffee in 100-degree weather?
Yeah, it was bad. But it was cold brew. It wasn't hot coffee. Also, I do think the pasta was the worst reward. If you guys remember any other really bad reward food challenge,
let us know. No, all the other ones have been great. I love when they do barbecue.
Well, now that you didn't get your own plate, you literally had to share.
It's that's nasty.
The grossest part to me, it's not about the sharing. It's about, yeah, the fact that the pasta falls out of your mouth.
Coming back out of your mouth.
Yes. Yes. Especially these sloppy dudes. Ugh.
Especially if you had to go after Cole.
Oh, God, yeah.
I would have just had a piece of bread.
So I wonder how much... We didn't really see, like, how much was left for Joe.
No, there was. It was, like, this much left.
That's it?
Yeah, in the little corner to the side.
So he doesn't even know how much... There was a lot, a decent amount of pasta when we started.
But
which
Joe...
Which I kept trying to figure out, like, where did it really disappear at? Because I felt like JP didn't eat a lot. Devin didn't eat a lot.
Cole. We saw Cole, like, just take half of it over to his side. Cole doesn't have any... He doesn't care about anybody else. He only thinks about himself.
I mean, he did say earlier this season he consumes 8,000 calories a day. Mm-hmm. We've
I just
already
don't
seen
believe
him.
That. No, 8,000?
Look at poor little Ryan. He has no body fat, and he's just like his heart's beating out of his chest. Save him a little pasta.
Cole consumes like 3 Ryans a day,
oh my
at
God.
Least.
For real. So Chrissy,
I don't even know if there's that much meat.
Chrissy also sees the clue, and then Ryan. Being very smart, so Joe didn't find it. He just hides the plate completely, which is smart.
Like, screw this.
I wonder if, like, maybe they would have found it.
Who puts pasta on a napkin, you guys?
Well,
like, seriously, if you walked into this situation and you notice
and you're
that
the one.
Pasta is on a freaking napkin, I'm looking around for a plate.
Joe didn't even think about it.
Like, here's the thing, you guys. The salad was in a bowl. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me they put the salad in a bowl, but they couldn't put the pasta on a plate?
The pasta's just sitting there on the thing.
I don't know.
But I don't know. Joe's apparently, he was just too hungry. I'm sure I probably would have been too hungry as well. But anyway, so then they get back while Joe is the last one eating, and Ryan and Chrissy start whispering very nondiscreetly, and Cole hears them. But he knows something's going on, and then when Cole goes to the bathroom, Ryan knows that this is his only chance.
Right. Heading back to the tribe. Cole,
how does nobody see Ryan do it?
Well, Cole, Chrissy, and Ryan are the ones that know that there was something.
Right.
And Chrissy and Ryan are a team.
So when Cole says, I'm going to pee, Ryan walks directly up under the flag and starts digging. But I'm like, they're all sitting, like, it's eyesight.
But it was a hill.
You can see.
But you know what it is? Is the people that were back at Tribal and even the people there, they wouldn't have any idea why is he going to the tribe. It wouldn't even raise a stink. Like, why is he doing something to the flag anyways? Because he's right there.
There was a little bit of a hill, too. Like,
I mean, and they wouldn't have any clue like that. That's why he waited till he said he caught Cole with his pants down or whatever, you know? Because Cole was with his pants down.
Oh, yeah,
peeing.
Anyway.
So that, literally.
But the thing that surprised me the most was when JP pretty much brushed shoulders with Ryan as Ryan was putting in his pants, and he didn't see anything.
Well, that's why I was like, weird. I was like, maybe that's why he walked the way he did with JP, like, just be quiet.
But here's my question. So Ryan finds the idol. He, you know, JP kind of passes, but then Chrissy still starts going for it, knowing that he has it because he says, cover it up.
Yeah.
So Chrissy was doing it as a ploy. Okay. So then it was super awkward, and Chrissy starts digging. There's 12 people digging at once. Cole's going for it. And then
let's pause for a second. Yeah. Did you see the way that Cole literally, like, clotheslined Chrissy?
Yeah.
I'm just like...
No regard for anyone else.
To me, I'm just like, I get that we want to get this immunity, but, like, she's an older woman. Like...
Determination.
But you have to... I mean, if you're that close to getting an idol, if it's between the two of them, like, I'm digging my heart out.
But she's so frail.
So she's going to win Survivor if you don't find this idol. Think about it like that. I don't know. So anyways, Ben sees Cole tucking his shirt and thinks that Cole has idol. So now, at this point, most people think that Cole has the idol.
Well, Cole's bluffing like he has the idol, too.
Yeah, but to Cole's point, he says, this is literally the only chance I have left in my game. I have to bluff like I have it because this is the only play I have.
Right.
If that's true or not, I don't know. Let us know what you guys think. So I just thought, you know, that was a fun little thing. But that was a fun little thing. No, it was like funny seeing everybody just like kind of go for it. But we see that Ryan has it. So basically Chrissy has it, too, because they work together.
Right.
Right. So.
Oh, I was saying right to Jasmine. I'm sorry.
Moving into immunity. So, what do you guys think of this immunity, balancing the polls?
This is a survivor favorite. We've seen this one before. I thought it was really interesting to see kind of people's stamina to do it. I thought Devin would have done a little bit better because it's balancing and he does yoga, like, literally, like, every morning.
Dude, this is hard. It's so much arm strength. I couldn't even imagine.
I mean, like, there's so many variables.
They've done a couple balancing ones this season, I feel.
Yeah, they have.
I would have liked to see them switch it up a little bit.
Yeah.
They just did a balancing one, I feel like.
Mm-hmm, they did.
Very similar.
Yeah.
They're cool, but...
So Mike was the first to drop. I've always, like I said before, feel great when Mike does something great and feel bad when Mike does something bad. Joe was number two, and Jeff was giving him the shade, and Joe just calls him out like, you're killing me, Jeff. And I'm like, finally someone calls Jeff out on his
Jeff
on his shade.
Jeff stays throwing people under the bus.
Constantly. But it wrecks them. Like, that's why a lot of times they fall or whatever. And
I think this is something Jeff has in later seasons.
Perfected.
More. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember him doing this at the start of Survivor, but he's grown into more of, like, he's added it to his repertoire.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
For sure.
So
I think it happened right after he became an executive producer.
Yeah, he's like, fuck it, I'm done. Like, I can do whatever I want. So in the end, we get down to it's Cole versus JP. JP recovers himself multiple times, which I thought he did a great job. But Cole, like, needed this win. He absolutely needed it. He would have gone home if not. Shoes or no shoes for you guys on this one? We saw Desi didn't wear shoes. Most of the everybody else did. I originally thought I wouldn't go shoes, but I might actually go shoes.
I feel like I need to find some... You know, before I do my Antarctica Survivor, I'm going to have to find some shoes that have amazing grip.
Yeah.
You're going to need shoes in the Winter Wonderland Survivor.
You're going to need boots.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're
going to need winter boots. Uggs probably 9 times out of 10.
That's good. Survivor Winter Wonderland. I don't know.
It would be amazing.
I mean, we've been in Fiji so many times now. It's like, but let's do something else. Switch it up.
Let's have a sleep outside in, like, 10 degree weather.
They have to.
Joe says that, or Joe, I keep calling Jeff Joe. Jeff says that he wants to keep the rest of the series in Fiji. He said he doesn't want to move anywhere else.
He probably just loves it with his accommodations.
Basically, when Jeff has had interviews, he said he wants to stay in Fiji because the climate's great, the beaches are beautiful, but also because the staff, like, the people in Fiji are so welcoming. He has so many people now that just work on the show. He's like, basically the production just goes so smoothly. Whereas, like, obviously, I'm sure if you're changing locations every time, it's just going to be a hassle.
Well, yeah, no, even more reason why they'll do winter.
I've talked to some Survivor producers, and they always say that when they go to a lot of, like, the third world countries, it's really, really hard to get things imported.
Yeah.
And so it can become sort of like a hassle and, like, locals are kind of just, like, pop up and it becomes, like, a thing. So I think they have done Fiji so many times that they kind of just have it down to a science. I would like for them not to do Fiji again.
Yeah, like,
I
do agree. Something different.
They had Outback Steakhouse last week. Okay, just for the record, we talked about it. I like Outback, but you can't have Outback Steakhouse on Survivor regularly. Like, if that's what's happening in Fiji, they gotta go somewhere else.
They gotta go. Yes,
it's too. No,
that,
right?
It's that is what's happening in Fiji.
It's too easy.
You can't have an Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah,
yes, go somewhere else. Come on.
Yes, coldest. Yes, I will play.
Survivor. Sorry. colder, coldest.
It's getting hot in here.
I will
so then
totally
you can, like,
play.
Split the people by how much shade they throw. Cold, colder, coldest.
No, I feel like
the
we're
nice
creating
people
their next season.
Versus the really, like, savage people.
Coldest. All right,
wait, hold
sure.
on. If there was cold, colder, coldest, which tribe are you?
Coldest.
Oh, she's coldest for sure.
For sure.
For sure. What are you?
I'd just be cold.
Just cold?
Yeah, just cold.
What about me? I think just
you're
cold.
In the middle.
Or maybe colder.
You're in the middle. Colder.
Maybe I can throw shade at Lion, but I don't know what to throw shade. Just depends on the day. So anyways, Cole has a new life. He really needed that. But basically, the healers are just like a sinking ship at this point. So they kind of decide right away that the girls are going to vote Joe and the guys are going to vote Desi, as you said before. Basically, Joe because they know he has chances at the idol and Desi because she's so competitive. So the Ben-Joe rivalry that we see right after immunity is basically...
Can I just pause you and tell you that I have so many thoughts in my head about a cold survivor?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sitting here thinking about, like, ooh, what if they had to, like, jump over, like, ice patches
what if you have
and
to make
they
an
fell
igloo?
In the water? What if you had to sleep in igloos and your reward was warmth? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Game changing.
I couldn't do that ever.
I'm anemic. I'd die, but...
Fire would be really important, huh?
Right?
Oh, my God.
CBS, let's go.
Let's do it. All right, anybody on CBS listening, this is your next season. And we'll take the credit.
At least producing credits.
Yeah, we'll take the credit. So the Joe Ben rivalry, basically, I think, okay, so we see that Joe is talking to some other players about wanting to get Ben out, and Ben's just creeping in the bushes behind, like you said before. So, first of all, how nobody saw him, I don't understand, because people were facing directly towards him, and he was just kind of like behind this itty-bitty tree that didn't cover his body whatsoever. But I think the reason why I'm literally calling everybody Joe.
I'm just trying to figure it out. What's happening?
Sorry, I'm trying to get to my point. But Ben,
I don't know. Next week.
What did you guys think about the Joe Ben rivalry?
Okay, here's the thing. I feel like they immensely get under each other's skin. I think their rivalry will get way worse before it gets better.
This is what I was trying to say.
Here's the thing, you guys. If you guys have been watching the Ben eyes in this saga this season, he is getting angrier and angrier as his blow-ups happen. I don't know if you guys have ever been around someone with PTSD, but I feel like Ben might be a ticking time bomb when it comes to Joe. I would hate for a violent scene to
But erupt. Here's the thing. This is what I was trying to say before. That's is basically, I don't think that Ben would have gotten this heated with Joe had he not been listening or heard him in the bushes. He wasn't as mad. I mean, obviously, he got really mad about the Marine thing, of course. But he was mad right when he started talking to Joe. Before Joe even said that, he was already heated because he had eavesdropped and heard him talking about him. I think that's the only reason why it got so heated. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Well, you got it out. And tonight.
Got it out. All right. And that's Survivor tonight. No.
Thanks for coming on. I think that Joe was smart for antagonizing Ben.
Oh, for sure.
Because he realized he has to do something.
Yeah.
But it rarely ever works when people try to use this angle. I'm like, when is the last time it's worked?
Well, in the long run, I don't think it works.
It never works.
In the short term, it can
get sorry, what doesn't work?
It never really works when you try to, like, it never, like, rile somebody before a vote.
Well, the thing about Joe is he doesn't even care. He always makes stuff up. Constantly. He's done this many times this season. Yeah.
He needs to be the center of attention.
And he says, oh, you swore on the Marines to, like, 3 different people. Yet he says to the camera, oh, I don't think he ever really swore on the Marines. I just might be making that up. But he doesn't care. He keeps going with it.
He's committed to his lies.
He's committed. And Ben has issues with when he has issues with the guys. It's like once you cross Ben, he's never coming back.
Oh, no,
because he has a huge issue with Cole and Joe. And I think it's the guy thing, actually.
I think so, too. I think it's like
a macho male thing.
No, not even macho, but like a... a marking of territory. Like he needs to be in charge, and when he feels like that control,
if he's not in control, he doesn't like it. It makes him uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
Chelsea says in live chat, Paige, we get it. You want Joe to go home, which is true. You're right. So Lauren actually goes after this transpires. Lauren tells Ben about her advantage. She basically says she has to tell him because otherwise. They can't split the vote now.
Right. And so I respect her for doing that because I think had he have realized it after, his trust in her would have been gone.
Yeah,
so I think
absolutely.
That was, for her, for that situation, I think it was a good move for her to let him know.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And so then at Tribal, the Ben-Joe rivalry, we see it again. Ben basically apologizes to Joe. Joe never apologizes to Ben, though. I just want to make that known.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care. But Ben apologizes for getting heated. But Ben didn't do anything wrong. All he said was, dude, I didn't swear on the Marines, and I want to make that known to you.
Well, he did tell him to shut up. And I don't feel like you should tell grown adults to shut up.
But the thing that Ben gets so annoyed about is that Joe doesn't... Everybody gets annoyed about this, but Joe doesn't let anybody finish their conversation. Like, he just talks over them and just says whatever he feels and doesn't let anybody speak.
Mm-hmm.
And people get pissed, and they're like, let me just finish what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't disagree.
But Ben had said, you know, I'm not mad that he got me angry. I'm mad that he let me get so angry. Yeah. What did you guys think of Joe?
He said, I'm mad that I let myself
get that angry. What do you think about Ben apologizing to Joe at Tribal?
I think it was the mature thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also think he's trying to look out for his future game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he did look pretty cray to everyone there.
Trying to rein that in.
And I think the more people he yells at, it will put people on the defense with wanting to be around him.
And especially once the less people there remain, it's easier for them to point the spotlight on you. I mean, that's essentially what the game is at this point. Mm-hmm. Try to stay out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
When the spotlight's on you, get out of it.
Well, God,
force it somewhere else.
Joe just wants to be in the spotlight.
Joe is trying to hold the spotlight. spotlight and then jump in front of it at the same time.
Right.
Like, me.
It's so weird.
He is committed. And like you said, like, he's committed to his lies, and he won't apologize to anybody. He doesn't care. It's all about him. It's a Joe show.
Interesting how Ben called it the Knights at the Round Table.
Yeah.
It's just like he's a Marine. He calls it Knights of the Round. He's like,
it's his game plan. So we see that Lauren uses her advantage, and the votes go this way. Ben has one vote, and Lauren has one vote. So who are those votes?
That's a good question.
They didn't show who voted for who the first time around.
I don't know.
Who voted for Ben and Lauren? There were only two votes.
Were you guys surprised? I was definitely surprised how the first four votes that we saw were all different.
I feel like it was
probably
JP, because JP never knows what's going on with these votes.
But he did. He did.
I don't think I think JP was probably the one who voted for somebody.
Well, you know what? You guys, it was Joe and Desi.
Joe and Desi.
It was Joe and Desi. Because everybody else voted for Joe and Desi. That's right. Okay, so, yeah, and Joe and Desi are on the same team. Week. Yeah, so Ben and Lauren, they voted for them. And then Desi
And that's even stupider to me, because I'm like, Joe and Desi, why wouldn't you guys have talked to each other and voted for the same freaking person?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Like, that's the stuff that pisses me off.
But would that have made a difference?
No, but still.
Yeah.
It would have been logical.
Also, did Desi talk to anybody about where the votes were going tonight?
Thank you.
Didn't talk to anybody. Joe and Desi just said, we'll fend for ourselves and hope for the best.
Then again, there could be a lot of footage on the floor that we have not seen, so we don't know.
As always. But there's 11 people tonight and only 10 votes because Lauren doesn't use hers. So Desi and Joe are tied, and we have to go to a revote. And, nobody noticed. And Desi gets 5 and Joe gets 1. So... who is that one for Joe?
Could have been anybody. Probably
Ben.
Yeah, probably. Ben was like, I don't even care at this point, and voting with everybody else. Like, I'm voting for Joe because morally, like, I have to do this, you know? But yeah, I mean, any other thoughts on what went down there?
I mean, we found out that Desi, she was crying in her goodbye, so she took it hard. Mm-hmm. It was disappointing because it felt like she could really make a strong run in this game. Mm-hmm. She was putting it all together.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think as a tribe, I think the players, they made a good decision as far as for their game, because I think Desi was one of the people that could have not just won Survivor, because kind of anyone could win if you're in the game, but she could have been a winner that actually deserved to win.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Played it well.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
She's did a nice every person. Kind of a,
you know, the way all the, boxes. The way we're running this world in America here, we want people who don't really deserve to win to
We've
win.
We've never seen Desi lie to anybody.
No.
Not once.
And I think
she
that was her
it.
Biggest point. She, I think the reason why Desi, like, had a soft spot in my heart personally was because she really wanted to play a game of integrity and just win and just chill out. But that is not how you play Survivor to win, apparently.
Thomas McGee said that Chrissy was the one that voted for Joe at the end. I didn't see at the end. Yeah, so multiple people are saying this. So sorry, we didn't see afterwards who voted for who, but Chrissy's the one that voted for Joe. So Ben didn't even vote for Joe in the end.
Stupid.
Why? We might never
know. Okay,
or they might not even
Joe's
got to his final
Joe's
vote, right?
Joe's going to piss him off, and he's going to wish he would have.
Once there's enough votes to knock someone out, they don't keep reading.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, so, yeah. Everybody's Joe tonight. Ben could have easily voted for Joe, too. Maybe we just didn't, see that at the end. So whose team was Desi on? What?
Everyone's Joe.
Everyone's Joe tonight. Whose team was Desi on? Does anybody know? Not mine.
Not mine.
So I guess he was on Timothy's. That might be his first person out. Do we want to get into predictions for next week?
I've given you mine.
What's yours?
I think Ben and Joe are going to get into it again. You're after
Buzz TV. What kind of getting into?
Predictions. What's going to keep my violent thoughts to myself?
But it's predictions. You got to let us know what you think. What do you guys think? Oh my God, Sheena123 says Paige is thinking about Joe Anglim. Oh my God, I did love Joe.
Yeah.
He was great. He was a great player. You guys remember how much I loved him that season?
Yeah.
Oh, anyways. Predictions for next week. What did we see in the preview?
That stupid boy Ryan is going to be running his mouth like a child that he is. Oh,
he tells everybody, I have an idol in my pants.
Why? Ryan, why?
See, I feel like I would be that type of person on Survivor.
Why?
Like, because I can't, like, I feel like I would just
can
need
you
to
not
tell.
Hold water? Are you the person not to tell a secret to?
I just feel like I'm very open about everything that, like, once something happened, like, I would just blurt it out and be like, oh, shit.
Don't play Survivor with
me. I can't play Survivor. I can't. There's no way. I would be terrible. I would love to, but I'd be terrible. You, on the other hand, would be good.
I would win.
Why don't you play?
So much
you can win $1 million.
I cannot go to the tropics.
Oh my God. Suck mental it up. It's $1 million.
No, I'm allergic to mosquitoes.
Well, too damn bad.
I'd like to live to win $1 million.
I think that I said last week I thought that Cole wasn't long for the game. I think he's in trouble next week.
Yeah.
Cole and Joe.
If Cole doesn't win immunity, I think he could. I mean, we see things change week to week.
It does.
So.
It changes really quickly. Yeah. But I think that Cole and Joe are still.
He's been annoying people for a while.
I tell everybody, Survivor is a week to week game.
Yes.
You cannot. You want to plan and play the long game, but in reality, here, right now.
Well, I guess we're going to have to see what happens next week and how everything changes. So everybody
even
in
this
the live
panel.
Chat. Yeah, even this panel. This panel changes
rotating
week to week. Yeah. Survivor After Show on AfterBuzz TV is a changing week to week game. Next week, who knows who will be here. So you got to stay tuned to figure out who. Thank you guys, everybody, for joining us in the live chat. We love to hear you guys' comments. Like, this honestly makes our panel so much more fun, hearing what you guys think and giving us stuff that we may have missed. So thank you to everybody in the live chat. And I hope to see you next week. Where can they find you guys?
My name is Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media at MikeRippey. Shout out to Eric. Shout out to Judy and everyone on Team Mike. Love
Woo!
You guys.
Team Mike.
Dominique here. You guys can find me on all social media platforms at DominiquePEsq.
Where's the hashtag team page? Nobody in the live chat?
Cool. Nobody wants to be on my team. Yes.
Eric, I thought you were my friend here, but I guess not. Anyways.
Everyone's your friend. Even Joe.
Even Joe.
It's okay.
Thank you guys so much
when
for joining.
When Mike loses, what will they say?
Team Mike for life. Let's go.
No way. No way. Oh, Sheena, 1, 2, 3. Team Paige, thank you. Love
well,
you.
There you go, boo.
Thank you, guys, everybody. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You can find me on all the social media.
Thank you, host.
Paige Bonanno, Eric Olin, hashtag Team Paige. Thank you, everybody. Signing nice. Off for tonight. Thanks for joining. See you next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.